for those of you who are regulars to our church and you have perused the bulletin, you know that I'm not Brian Nystrom. I'm Jimmy Bartz. And I'm standing before you this morning because our church has suffered a very real tragedy in the last 24 hours. We lost a woman who sits at the center of the life of our church, Flo McCall. Flo was killed in an accident yesterday, struck by a vehicle while riding her bike. And Flo is the partner of Brian Nystrom. She's also the mother of Tanner and Annabelle. And she is a sister. And she is a friend to so many of us in this room. Before I talk a little bit more, I need to tell those of you who are in our church as visitors, because that's what happens in Jackson, Wyoming in the summertime, that you have landed in our parish in a very eccentric Sunday. And I make no apologies for its eccentricity, but I do want to acknowledge it. And if there was something to carry home with you, I hope that you would carry home the idea that St. John's Episcopal Church is a strong and loving church. And we're not afraid to lean into one another at times like this. If you are a friend of Flo's and you came to this place seeking a connection with her and some solace in the shock of the tragedy of Flo's death, but you are not a normal churchgoer, I hope that you can trust me when I say that Isaiah, the prophet that we heard from, was having a particularly bad day. And that all in all, he's just frustrated that humanity is not loving on one another in the way that we are built to do. And then if you listen to that crazy story about Jesus, I would just say, like, that's one of the crazier days of Jesus's life. I'm sure there were days when he woke up feeling marginal and ate some oatmeal and maybe quietly healed someone. But that is not what you heard. And that's just the circumstances of an institutionalized church. If you have been around here the last few Sundays, you know that I have been preaching and leaning into this idea that the Spirit of God is so close to you and to me, even when we don't feel it. A couple weeks ago, I even like passed out like 300 almost magic wands, hoping that just that tool might just do something if it touched your mind or your mouth or your ears or your heart, that you might feel the presence of God as we are meant to feel it as human beings, as the wind on our cheeks, as the sun that warms our shoulders as we walk along a trail, that the Spirit of God might be as close to you as the snow that covers this valley in the wintertime, that you would know that God's presence is all around you and even inside you. And you know, the preacher has goals. Like, we want to move you to that place. We want you to feel it. And then shit, something like this happens. Some unspeakable tragedy like this happens, and humanity feels the full range of what we feel. And a part of that feeling is that we feel distant from God. At least the psalmist gets it right this morning. Be not far away, O Lord. You are my strength. Hasten to help me. Church, even if you are feeling distant from God, we are not. One of the tenderest questions that comes upon the human heart is how near to us is God? It's one that flows in and out of our lives at different transition points. We do all we can do. We come to church together. We say our quiet prayers. We take a walk in the forest, or we make our way up to the Alpine, where almost every single one of us in this valley feels that closeness. I also know that the way of the Western mind, and I don't mean Intermountain West, I mean Western Hemisphere, the way of the Western mind at moments like this goes to why? And I will tell you, in the last year of my life, I have given up why. Why has never served Jimmy Bartz well. And I don't believe it serves you well. I ask myself in moments like this two questions. The first is who? Who am I? Who are you? Who are we? And I know the answer to that question. We are beloved. We are beloved of God. God's love is inseparable from our identity. On the high days, on the low days, and on every day in between. And then I ask myself, what? What can I do in the world to affirm that reality? How might I show up with this body that I have, with this mind that I have, with this heart that I have, with this community that I'm so grateful to be a part of? And there are different ways that we can do that. In its immediacy, the what is flowers and casseroles and hugs and prayers and listening ears. What could be planting flowers in the garden that Flo loved? What could be spending some time with Annabelle? What could be picking Tanner up from the airport or being there when he arrives home? That may seem simplistic to you, and I understand how it could seem that way. But I mean to tell you that just as real as the cosmic and mystical presence of the Holy Spirit that you feel at rich and integrated times in your life, so too real is faith as an embodied practice. The whole trajectory of the Jewish Christian message, the whole trajectory is an embodied faith, where we show up for one another, and we show up for one another in small ways and medium-sized ways and sometimes in big ways. But nevertheless, we show up. And we will. We are. You are. We have experienced already this morning the embodiment of faith, which is these touches. I'm sitting here and Ruth is like holding my hand, and I need it. And then I heard that Chad said that we have a new angel, and I was like, yeah, a fierce one. Like, no harps, right? Flo's got a fiery sword. She's one of those. We need the harps angels, but we also need the flow angels, the ones with the fiery swords too, and everything in between. It's not just the wind and the sunshine and the snow and the glory of creation that surrounds us. It is also all of us together, holding space for one another, so that we might feel the presence of God surrounding us in an extremely difficult time. And it is also us holding one another when we do not feel the presence of God. That is the design of this world in which we inhabit. That is the spectrum on which we, people of faith, live. The whole spectrum. And you, church, are a strong and loving church. I know that you are already showing up because my phone is exploding. And I've seen your care. And I am asking you to keep showing up for weeks and months and years. Tanner needs you. If you know Tanner, love on Tanner. Annabelle needs you too. If you know Annabelle, love on Annabelle. This is her senior year, and she needs the presence of her mother in your face and hug. And Brian needs you. You know Brian. love on Brian. Amen.